This is Grant Kaltenbach with SEMO Spotlight. I sat down with Alana Fisher, a communication disorders major and a gymnast who spent her summer competing at the World University Games, also known as the FISU Games, representing Canada. In this interview, she tells us about her experience. So, what was it like?
This experience was really cool because it was my first time competing at an international level. So everything and every day was really new to me. So there's a lot of traveling with it. First time going to Europe, we went from Toronto to Brussels in Belgium. And then we had a layover there. And then we went straight to Naples, Italy. And so then when we got there, probably one of the coolest things was seeing the athletes' village. So it was where all the athletes stayed, coaches. It was on a cruise ship. So my coach and my team, we got there, I think, 2 days before everybody else got there. So we basically had like a private cruise ship to ourselves. And then just training, being able to see all the other countries, like it was crazy. Just looking over to my left on beam, seeing Russia practicing. And to my right on bars, it was Team Japan. And I just thought that was like the coolest thing because obviously that has never done that. The opening ceremonies were in this massive stadium that they had built just for the games. And we all had to be there like 3 hours in advance because it took a total of like an hour and a half for each country to be able to walk out onto the stadium and like be represented. We had a huge team, which was really cool, just being able to see yourself on the huge camera that they had there. And like when you step out, that's something I won't forget, is you step out onto the field there and then there's just flashing lights, there's cheering, there's cameras. It was incredible. And then the opening ceremonies, it's exactly like the Olympics. So they had a huge show go on. They had the torch. And then when it all happened, I feel like everyone felt it. Like the energy in the room was crazy. And it was like, all right, this is go time. Like the games start tomorrow. And then competition day, very different from a regular meet setting, from club to here at SEMO competing collegiately. You got cameras on you 24/7. You got reporters talking about you. You got photographers. Like you literally feel like a little celebrity. After I finished competing, I stood by the fence area where everything was fenced off, and I literally took photos and signed autographs for an hour and a half just that single day after competition. And then it was 3 days of competing, but I only competed the first day. But even the second and third day, I was getting recognized and like taking photos, which was really cool. Felt like a little celebrity there. So then the next day for the all-around finals and then the event finals, I took on a different role. I ended up being one of like the coaches, I guess you could say, where I was on the competition floor. I didn't have my leotard, I didn't have my hair up, but like I was more so just moving mats, pep talking my teammates, just kind of being their motivator because I wanted to be there for them even though I couldn't be by their side. They give you these little pins that say Canada. And this was also new to me, is that this big building that we were in, all the countries just waiting to get called up and waiting for every to be able to go out, everyone started exchanging pins. And so, like, I have pins from Austria, Belgium, France, China, the Dominican, like, just everywhere, which is pretty cool. And, like, you meet a lot of people specifically there and just being able to talk to all the different athletes. So, overall, my experience at the World University Games was so incredible, meeting all different countries, people, being able to be on the cruise ship and everything. The World University Games actually happens every 2 years, so I have been thinking about potentially going to the next one in 2021, which will be held in Chengdu, China. I'll be graduated here from SEMO that May, so we'll see. Maybe you'll see me out there again on the floor performing how I should be performing and hopefully do better.
This has been SEMO Spotlight. Check out more SEMO Spotlight podcasts at krcu.org.